الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program of this Islamic Studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Study class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic is about being arrogant or prideful. And an arrogant person, and that's the person, and arrogance is the behavior of that person. And arrogance is the quality of having an exaggerated sense of one's own importance or ability. And the Quran in chapter 2, verse 34, and it says, "And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam. So they all did, but not so Iblis." Iblis, the devil, Shaitan, Satan, all the various names that is Lucifer, whatever name that people, various name people identify this evil being, who refused and acted arrogantly, becoming unfaithful. And a little more explanation about this, and that is, no person who has the weight of a mustard seed of arrogance in his heart shall enter paradise. Iblis had disbelief, arrogance, and rebellion, all of which caused him to be expelled from the holy presence of Allah and His mercy. I'm going to talk about three different forms of arrogance. The first one is individual arrogance. That's defined as an inflated view of own self, traits, and accomplishments when compared to objective facts and reality. For example, a boss who thinks that they are a genius, even when their decisions clearly lack a skill or they lack the skill of being a genius. Also, number two, comparison arrogance. That's rating yourself higher than other people, believing you are better than them. For example, a person that plays football, soccer, or tennis, anything like that, who believes they are far superior to others, even if they haven't proven it. And the last one I want to mention, and there are many more, and that is an antagonistic arrogance. That is defined as actively putting others down, being hostile, or showing contempt because you assume you are superior. For example of this is dismissing someone's ideas or knowledge rudely, believing they are beneath you. And you probably know a person like this, or maybe even you're a person like this, the one of the three I mentioned or some other I had mentioned. Now let's look at the Islamic perspective of arrogance or being prideful. It was narrated by Abdullah that the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessed be upon him, he said, whoever has a speck of pride, meaning arrogance, in his heart shall not be admitted into paradise. And whoever has a speck of faith in his heart shall not be admitted into the fire. So then Abdullah said, or a man said, so a man said to him, I like my clothes to be nice. I like my sandals to be nice. So he said, indeed, Allah loves, Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said, indeed, Allah loves beauty. But pride is refusing the truth and belittling people, as I mentioned before in the definition. And also, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he had mentioned, shall I tell you of a people of paradise? They comprise every poor, humble person. And if he swears by Allah to do something, Allah will fulfill it. While the people of the fire comprises every violent, cruel, arrogant person. So let me read all my beautiful students. It was narrated by Ibn Umar, the son of Umar. He reported that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if anyone behaves insolently or walks with an arrogant being about them, he will meet Allah Almighty covered with anger. So no one wants to meet their Lord in that form or in that fashion, that he's angry with them. It was also narrated by Abdullah, son of Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him. And he reported basically the same thing that I mentioned to you before. I want to emphasize it again. He who has in his heart an ant's weight of arrogance will not enter Jannah, meaning paradise. Someone said, a man likes to wear beautiful clothes and shoes. Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessing upon him, said, Allah is beautiful and he loves beauty. Arrogance means ridiculing and rejecting the truth and despising people. So I'm going to leave it there, my beautiful students, for you to think about what I just said. And that is about arrogance, about the different types of arrogance, and what Islam is our perspective regarding arrogance. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.